And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah. Podcasting from the Wrangler Rigs studio, Wrangler Rigs workwear, comfortable, tough all day long. I'm Bubba. That's Big D. Hello, Big D.
Hello.
Patrick's in the other room, and for some reason, his levels are off. Watch, Patrick, talk on your little talkback thing.
Hello.
See how low it is? Yeah. Normally, he's really loud. So you got to fix that. And then we have a couple friends of ours, Lori and Kelly, who are just in town visiting, having fun.
Is this
and
A little bit.
A little bit.
It's still, it's messed up.
Yeah, it is messed up. We'll have to fix that. Speaking of fixing, we lost our phones for a day and a half. You could not call the studio for some reason, and Patrick went ballistic on AT&T after they shoved him to the next person, and the next person, and the next person. Every single person he went to, like whenever he would call to get it fixed, they would go, oh, I'm sorry, that's not my department. Let me put you on hold. And they would put them on hold and send them to another department.
How many
that's
people
not
did you
mine.
Talk to? Did you talk to 30? What did you, 35 people you said you
here,
talked
he's
to?
He's coming in here. How many people did you deal with?
I talked to 17 people.
17 different
on
people.
At least 28 phone calls.
Are you charging them an hourly rate?
I am going to charge them by the hour. I'm going to send them a bill for my hourly rate.
Lori, Kelly, pull the microphones down. So you
pretty
can,
sure he's not joking.
And put them right
I'm
by your face.
I'm not joking.
Because these microphones are magic.
Priority one, get it fixed. And then after it's fixed, I'm going to verbally abuse them until they
I'm just glad it's
make,
working.
Make me happy.
It got so bad we had to – people couldn't call us, but they could text us. So we're like, text us your phone number. And we were just calling them. Hey, what's
and
up?
And the last lady was very helpful. Her name was Tamika. She was very helpful.
Tamika.
Tamika was in America.
Kidding.
That's actually no okay
kidding.
Right now. That's actually half the problem. I'm just going to leave it at that. But she was great. She got it fixed almost immediately. And she's like, well, I understand your frustration. I'm like, I don't think you do. You're the 17th person I've talked to. Why weren't you the second or third person I talked to?
If you really cared to fix your
problem. Yeah, like why did it – why? Oh, the incompetence.
It was
one lady got mad at me because I called her incompetent. She said, you don't have to scream insults. I'm like, it's not an insult. This is a fact. You are, in fact, incompetent. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
I mean, you don't have a filter. That's
I don't have a filter. But the thing is, what they never expect – when you call an 800 number, here's a little tip. Tell them very matter-of-factly what you need them to do. They're just so thrown off by anyone
speaking
with authority.
Instead of asking for help, you tell them what you need done.
Listen, I need you to put me through to someone who can actually get
listen?
This done. Yes.
Do you open up with listen?
Yes. Hi, my name is Steve. No, it's not. Listen. All right. Steve, as I make little quotation marks in the air. This is what we're going to do, Steve. You're going to put me through to somebody in America that can actually fix this problem. Well, I can help. No, you can't. No, you can't.
You can fill out an order.
I don't want you to talk to me anymore. I want you to put me through to your supervisor immediately.
And then have your supervisor put
and then
me through
I usually
to America?
Have to, yeah, and then I usually have to talk to that person until I can get through to somebody else.
Wow. But you got it done.
Did anyone cry?
I don't think anyone cried this time, which is disappointing. I made the guy at Comcast cry.
A guy?
It was a guy. It was the best. The best ever of all, and I'm sure we've told this story before, is I remember D laughing so hard. I forgot it now. It's the guy from Comcast. We had a billing issue, and the long and short of it is that we sent him a check, and then months later they go, you know, for back in January, we never got paid. I'm like, yeah, you did. We sent you the check. And they go, nope. So I get on the phone with the bank, and the bank sends me the canceled check to show that they not only did we send them a check, they cashed it. So I'm like, we paid you. Somehow you just have a clerical error that says we didn't. So they're like, well, can you fax me a copy of that check? And I just said, no, I can. I can email it to you. And then he said, why can't you fax it to me? And that was when that was the little straw that broke the camel's back. Why can't you fax it to me?
Because it's 2015, and you're my internet provider, so you will accept an email from me.
Yeah.
And that's when I heard his voice crack when he went, well, you could email it to me, and I can print it and fax it. I'm like, that's fine. Oh, if you want to live in that world of stupidity where that's what you have to do, fine.
You know, the government's the same way, though, that dumb bureaucracy and all the different levels of stupidity to get things done.
I had that problem with a ticket recently where I got my tags were out of date. Okay, so I got pulled over. My license plate was, okay, fine. That's right. I was a month late. I got it renewed. But to get the ticket done, you not only have to pay the fine, you have to fax them a copy of your registration.
Now, what if you're just my mom? What if you're my mom and you don't have a fax machine?
What if you're, I don't know, everybody. I don't have a fax machine. Nobody has a fax machine. The government and Comcast are the only people with fax machines.
You guys have to deal with this too?
Unfortunately, we do.
Yeah.
Stupidity. Really is crazy.
Patrick left the room. What happened? I thought he was on a roll here, and then he walks out. What'd you get?
Oh, it's the mailman coming by.
Oh.
It's not for me.
It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse here. We have random characters drop through all the time. Oh, look, it's Mario, the shirtless mailman.
It's Rob the architect, and here's Dave the mailman, and Petey the penguin juggling, you know, whatever.
Ventriloquist.
Cherry.
So,
remember the chair, the talking chair?
So, Lori and Kelly are huge country music fans, and we love them. They're friends of ours. Did you guys get a chance to... Are y'all Chris Stapleton fans now?
Yes.
Were you before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not. I didn't know about him that much until I saw him on the TV. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
My husband's like, who is that?
I already had his whole album downloaded.
Oh, really?
Love him. Yep. He was on my iPad or iPhone, whatever this is, long before the CMAs.
If it's really, really big, it's an iPad.
iPad. And if it's small, it's probably an iPhone.
If it's one you make phone calls on, it's a phone.
So I'm technically challenged.
If it's really big, if it's really big, it's an iFax.
Can you iFax it to me? Maybe.
So, yeah, he was... when he came out on stage, or when he was nominated, I guess you guys were like, oh, my gosh, how cool. But did you ever think that he would win 3 CMAs? No, of course not. He didn't think so. Patrick did. Patrick was the only one who believed in him.
I believed. I told him he was going to win, and he was like, no. I knew he was going to win. It's awesome.
Well, he's been around a long time, right?
Mm-hmm. 15 years.
Wow. Good for him.
I got a real chuckle out of something I saw on Facebook. There's a video of after the awards, and he's there holding all 3 CMA awards, and he's got his hat and with the feather in it, and his long hair and beard and all that stuff. And he's being interviewed by this super really skinny black guy who's in a black tux.
Oh, like one of the E! Entertainment Tonight people?
Did you see that guy?
No, but I know who you're talking
about. That's exactly what it was. And he comes up and he's like, he goes, hey, we're talking with Chris Stapleton. Chris, wow, what? Wow, right?
Yeah.
And there was probably a pause. The guy, wow, right?
Yeah.
It was, tell me about the performance with you and JT. OMG. I mean, it was like church. Yeah. I mean, it was.
You know,
great.
He's thinking, what?
What?
Yeah. Is this guy mm-hmm. doing backstage at the CMA? Yeah, it's great.
It was really good. What a great night. And really super, super excited for him. How's the record sales going for him now?
I don't remember when we talked about this, but I don't think it was on the podcast. They've sold like 177,000 albums in 36 hours before the chart closed.
Well, they
last
need
week.
To do that with all new artists then, is instead of just, you know, bringing them out, they need to just give them an award.
Mm-hmm.
That way everybody discovers them all at the same time.
I'm telling you, the award was only a small part of it. It was that
performance. Yeah.
And you can put people on the show. They do. And they all get a bump from being on. Album of the year always gets a bump. usually it's 200% from the week before. You know, last year Miranda had sold 19,000 albums or something, and the next week she sold 40,000. It was like, ooh, that's a big bump. That's a 227% increase. The week before the awards, Chris Stapleton.
Look at the way his brain works. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Chris Stapleton, I'm not even sure those numbers are right. I'm just saying them.
Oh.
Chris Stapleton's album sold 2,000 copies the week before the awards, and then it sold 177,000, which is a 6,000% increase in sales.
That's nuts, man.
It's insane.
I wish I had a book of matches I could drop and
they'd
all spell
I could tell you
out
how many there were. Nine people got that joke.
I think we talked about this last week on the podcast, but about how the Chris winning the CMAs will have an effect moving forward and kind of changing, moving this big country boat off of the kind of pop country stuff and onto more traditional sound. And I think it is.
I wish I had my phone because it was the best quote I've seen actually comes from Chris. And he said, I don't see this as a victory over another sound or another style of music. He goes, I don't think that's what it is. And I don't think that's what it needs to be. It's a reminder that this is a really big format with a lot of different sounds.
Like the genre.
Because in 1979, Charlie Daniels had the single of the year with Devil Went Down to Georgia that sounded nothing like George Jones' He Stopped Loving Her Today, which came out the next year. It sounded nothing like Waylon and Willie, who didn't sound anything like Ronnie Mills.
Wait. He Stopped Loving Her Today and Devil Went Down to Georgia were only a year apart?
Yeah, they were actually on the radio at the same time for
as newish
songs. New songs.
Wow.
And think about that. And Ronnie Millsap played the piano and sang, you know, poppy soul kind of country. And that was out at the same time as Waylon and Willie. And it works.
A little bit of everything.
The problem with country music isn't that we have pop-sounding stuff or that we have rock-sounding stuff or that we have hip-hop in some. I don't have a problem with any of that. The problem is that we got it all started to sound the same.
Yep.
We got too much of one thing and not enough of the other.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's going to correct itself. And we're going to help it.
Patrick's on a mission.
I'm on a mission. We're gonna fix this a little bit.
So, Lori and Kelly, I'll bring it back to you guys. Do you when you guys are you used to take like girl trips, like you take a girl's weekend, right?
Yep.
It's just the two. The guys are back home and they're
doing their
thing.
They
don't even like country
music. Both husbands hate country music. They don't even like it. They hate it.
It's not their favorite.
But they got the big beards.
Yeah.
Gigantic beards. And I found that the people who have that beard, it's like a biker beard. It's like, it's almost structured. It's like it's like structured beard.
It's like perfect.
But I find that guys who have that kind of a beard hang out with guys who have that kind of a beard. So I see your pictures on Facebook and it's like, oh, wow. Oh they all have
one.
That. They all have the same thing.
I got, not even close, I got my beard about, you know, an inch long for a while there, and it just stops growing. It just doesn't keep going. And I would see those guys like Chris Stapleton and some of the people that he hangs out with because they all hang out together, uh-huh. Guys with the beards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they kind of look at me, and you kind of get like a almost. Hey, not quite there.
Yeah, you're almost like, hey, kid.
Yeah, it's kind of a genetic skill,
listen,
I think.
Yeah. Listen there, Sonny.
Well, his is very – it's like a shrubbery. It's so thick, and like Patrick's gets kind of like – like tentacly.
It looks like a terrorist beard.
It's very thinnish, kind of when it gets real long.
But the hair is coarse.
No, I have a bald spot. I mean, so it's just the way
you
are. You
can't grow more than a goatee because your beard doesn't grow.
That's right. That's just
the way you are. My beard looks good to a certain length, and then
it looks good there. The way you have it there, just kind of that's good. Nice kind of short.
I can't grow a good beard. I've tried, and I get to where I'll be like a month and a half in, and it's just got all these holes all over the place. I'm like, yeah, shave it.
Yeah,
we can't grow one either,
which is good. Yeah. I think.
Your beard is really weak. Your beard game is weak, girls.
Do y'all know girls who have like it's an issue and they have to like do stuff?
Yeah, I'm probably the top of lip. Some girls,
but. I'll never forget. We went shopping in Amish country. Have you ever done that?
Uh-uh.
You go around an Amish community, and you go from farm to farm, and everybody sells something different.
Yeah.
You know? And there was one lady, and I mean, she straight up had a goatee. It didn't look like it looked like she had manicured it that way, but you know she didn't because they're not allowed to do that. But
what do you mean they can't shave that?
No, that's not a religious thing. I don't think they're supposed to. They're supposed to be the way God made them. They don't wear makeup. They don't
shave
their chick beard. And
it
wasn't just, oh, she's got a little stubble in it. No, she had a goatee. It looked like yours. It was a mustache. It went around the side and the end. And it was definitely an old lady. And I was like, oh.
That's bless her heart.
It was
that's easy to fix.
It is. It's called a razor.
I mean, it's...
It's not hard, but they just... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just a hormone thing, right? I mean, you get...
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I guess.
Because we're all mixed. You get, you know, more of, you know, estrogen or less and more testosterone.
Testosterone.
Dude, that's what they should do. They should do fortified pasta with
testosterone.
Testosterone.
And call it testosterone. Yeah.
And be like, hey, this is your way to get...
Nobody steal that.
Testosterone.
We're already doing it. I'm on the internet right now.
And they could make it into the shape of inappropriate things.
Yeah.
And call it the San Francisco treat.
I think that's taken.
I think you just had Patrick.
Yeah. I think that's probably... That was one joke too far.
A brilliant idea.
Yes.
I think you're right.
Brilliant.
That's a brilliant idea. Anyway, we're trying to get Bubba to not talk as much because he's about to lose his voice. Mm-hmm. He's on that verge. So if you hear him not talking as much, that's a good thing.
I've actually lost it yesterday. It's better today, but hopefully by Monday it should be back. It's just allergies, you know?
Well, you've been battling a... something for a while.
Yeah,
you've had a, and I don't know if that's
a cough.
Well, it's I don't know what it is. I really think you need to go see my guy,
the voice guy.
Yeah, because
I can't afford to go on vocal rest. I mean,
it goes
I know,
like this. It's like
sometimes it hurts,
and then it sounds like someone just collapses your vocal cord.
It is. Yeah.
It's like hey. And then you can kind of, and then you're fine. But for whatever, we're all going to cough now.
Yeah.
You totally open a yawn. Should I make anyone yawn in here? Are y'all going to yawn? Who's going to yawn?
Yeah,
who's the first
I know
one?
There's something there. There is something that's going on, but, you know, whatever
probably
it is.
Probably me.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I see. Oh, there's Patrick. Dropping like flies.
I moved on from the yawn, man. I'm not going to yawn, so keep going.
Now, I think you should go see the vocal clinic, because what they're going to do is it's weird. I'm just giving a heads up. It's because you go in and they sit you in what's kind of like a dentist chair, and there's lights and stuff, and then you kind of lean back a little bit, and then they have you open up your mouth, and then they put a spacer thing that kind of keeps your mouth open,
okay,
and kind of really stretches out, and then they send a camera down.
Into your esophagus or your vocal cord?
Yep. And then they film it and they photograph it.
And do you have to say words while they're doing it?
Yes.
Like make noises?
Certain vowel sounds you have to make to get this. They have to get...
And your mouth is held open, so you can't really do it.
Right. So your mouth is completely open. And then they say, I want you to go say, And so you're like,
Brains.
And then they get all those vibrations, and then they can take that.
And they can look at that and know what's going on?
Well, what they do is that's what they did for me. They took the way I hurt mine was I yelled I was playing the boys, and I was like being the monster, and I came around the corner, and I'm like, bah! And I felt it pop. And I was like, and instantly I was like, oh, I did something. And it took a couple of days, and it was gone. And so they'll put you on vocal rest, complete vocal rest, and then they will let it heal, and then they go back and they do the same process again. And then they compare the two. So it's kind of like backwards thinking, I guess. But, they'll see where it's real red or it's inflamed or, you know, you may have, like a lot of singers will have those
nodes or whatever they call it.
Yeah, little things on their vocal cords. Like Lauren Elena had it.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have Lauren's number, Patrick?
I don't.
Do you have Lauren's number?
No.
I want to call her. Talk to her about that, because she said she had the surgery done and her range doubled. She went from being able to sing so low and super high. And a lot of times it's real scary because, you know, Jimmy had it from Little Big Town.
Yeah.
Jimmy had the same thing, and his was, you know, I don't think it changed his range, but he was real worried that he wouldn't sound the same when you come back.
Is there that risk?
Yeah, there is.
I don't
want to
do that.
Anytime you do that kind of stuff on your,
I want to come back and talk like this.
Dude, that would be the best.
Chick voice.
We would make fun of you every day.
I know you would. That's why I don't want to do it. Hey, so you just lost all chance of me going to see that doctor.
Hey, Bubba, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Wow. How you feeling?
Feel pretty fine.
It not only changed your tone, but it changed your accent.
I know. Now I sound like Luke Bryan. I talk like Luke now.
Well, that would probably be a good thing for us then.
I don't think Luke's speaking voice is very attractive.
His speaking. So?
No. Do you guys think his?
I haven't heard him talk that much. I just heard him sing.
Oh. Yep. Or have you talked at all on here? Have I?
Lori has said a couple words. She was real loud earlier, and I fixed her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always loud.
Yes.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Hey, y'all, it's Big D and
there's
Luke
a little
Bryan.
Bit of there's a little bit of Paula Deen in there. If Paula Deen was a guy.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan. And
Hey, y'all.
I'm Paula Deen.
Hey, y'all,
it's Luke Bryan, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Do you have Paula at all? Do you have the just her or when she's doing the montage, the collage?
Well, I've got her doing it. Here we go.
Hey, y'all, it's Paula Deen, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
See?
Bubba. Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan.
Hey, y'all, it's Paula Deen. And-
yeah. See? It's kind of the
I
same
mean, if
thing.
I said, this is Paula Deen's son talking, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I hear it. Hey, y'all.
Luke's going to hate us.
I don't know if he's going to come back now.
I would love to hear Paula Deen when she just woke up in that real deep, yeah. Hey, y'all, this is Paula. I've got to get some coffee and some butter. And maybe
nothing
I'll,
like buttered coffee.
I'll make some biscuits. You ever put butter in your coffee?
Who, me?
Yeah,
it's actually good.
It's really good.
No way.
Ugh.
You haven't lived until you buttered your coffee.
A little butter coffee is good. It is.
Get right on that.
Might be good for the voice, too.
It probably would be good for the voice. Not great for the belly, but good for the voice.
No. Can't do too much more damage there.
No. Anything else, Bubba? I know it's kind of a... You were trying to...
A different one? I do want to mention a couple things. We are signing people up for that little getaway to go see Tim McGraw in Fort Lauderdale. It's a pretty cool deal.
You know I'll be signing up for that.
Yeah, so I do want to mention that we have that right now at BigDandBubba.com. Also, this week was one of the coolest weeks ever in our entire lives because for 15 years, we've been trying to get Clint Black to come and hang out with us in the studio and sing, and it actually finally happened, and he joined us, and it was amazing.
That was so great.
He sang songs. He did.
We were flying.
So
good.
It was the coolest day of radio. He was so much fun, and I just want to suggest that if you're listening to this on like a home computer, go to our website, BigDandBubba.com. You'll find it under interviews. Also, we have posted that, I think, on Twitter and Facebook as well. So if you dig it up, just scroll down a little while, and you'll find it. It's really worth it.
We got to finally sing the Galaxy song with him. The Galaxy song.
It's from Monty Python.
It's one of our favorite non-country songs sung by a country guy. It was so great. And we got that video. We videoed that. Yep. So when you see that online.
Yeah. And the gear is there. Just want to mention that again, too. Everybody's always talking about the candles. And, oh, the candles smell so good in here. Well, now we have the candles that you can buy. And it smells like here, wherever you are.
Yeah.
And they're signed and all that kind of stuff. The hats and you name it. So that's a lot of stuff going on the website. I think that's pretty much all I have.
We think you should get some Big D and Bubba wife beaters.
You know what? Kathy said that she goes, do you guys have female, like, girl shirts?
Yeah.
I'm like,
you need them, though.
I think on the shirts you can choose No, it's just small, medium, large. No, you're right.
Yeah, we need to fix that.
Yeah.
We need to get wife beaters. Big.
We're not
going to
do the white wife beaters.
Come on.
No. No.
Just call them tank tops.
Yes. I think calling them Big D and Bubba wife beaters is a terrible idea. A terrible, terrible idea. I think our wives would actually hate that too. But yeah, we should have ladies.
And you know,
shirt.
And you know what? The logo. If we have our logo on it, it should be like stained a little bit. You know, it should be red, white, and blue. It should be like kind of a brownish yellow a color.
Nice.
Just all kind of yeah, and it has a permanent stank on it. That she's like, hey, I got my shirt, and
that's
wow,
weird.
This is a real deal.
It's authentic.
It's a real deal. Anyway. So maybe we should, if you have a wife beater, you just mail it to us. We'll slap our logo on it and sell it.
And maybe if you are someone who actually beats your wife, come on over and we'll beat you.
Yes, there you go. Absolutely.
All right, so are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Again, thank you guys for hanging out. And, of course, this is the Wrangler Rigs Studio, Wrangler Rigs Workwear. Comfortable, tough all day long. Really, really cool, tough clothes for tough people like yourself.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.